Right after Mexican authorities announced the third capture of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, we heard the real shocker here. Just months before, Sean Penn had ventured into the Mexican jungle and secretly met with the drug kingpin. The Academy Award-winning actor wrote an article for Rolling Stone about the encounter. He made it clear it would not have happened without the help of an actress. Kate Del Castillo, he wrote, was, quote, our ticket to El Chapo's trust. NPR's Eder Peralta tells us about that Mexican actress.
On screen, Kate Del Castillo already played the kind of character that might have met up with El Chapo.
Pues tu papá no va a ser presidente.
She is best known for her roles in narco telenovelas. In Queen of the South, she plays a powerful drug trafficker in Spain. In Masters of Paradise, she plays a ruthless mob boss in 1970s Miami. And she stayed on that track when she played a crime boss in the Showtime series Weeds. Her relationship with the real drug lords, however, began with a tweet in 2012. She wrote that she trusted El Chapo more than she did the Mexican government. At home in Mexico, she faced intense criticism. But late last year, she defended her tweet in an interview with CNN en Español. She said, unlike the government, at least El Chapo is upfront about his crime. In his article, Sean Penn says El Chapo sent her flowers after the tweet. The connection between the actress and drug lord was made, and the two reportedly began discussing a biopic.
You cannot make up this.
That's Juan Carlos Ramirez Pimienta, who studies narco-culture at San Diego State University Imperial Valley campus. He says he was surprised by the stature of the actors involved in this meeting, but at the same time, drug lords have a long history of using artists to tell their stories. In the narco world, big figures often pay musicians to write ballads and filmmakers to make movies.
So, of course, you know, it makes sense, especially at what you perceive to be the end of your career, to try to perpetuate a certain image of yourself.
As for Kate Del Castillo, back in 2011, she told NPR that she wasn't worried about being typecast in the role of the criminal antihero. She said she enjoyed playing Teresa in Queen of the South.
She makes the wrong decisions, she makes mistakes, she contradicts herself, she smokes pots, she sleeps around, she sleeps with married men, she drinks tequila, and people love her.
Perhaps a bit like Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He's flawed, but it's hard not to be drawn to his story. Eder Peralta, NPR News.